Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
People inherently know something's up with Venezuela. I mean, yeah, drugs and all of that, but as the Wall Street Journal wrote, Mr. Trump is fighting drug cartels, but you don't send 25% of the Navy's deployed warships, F-35 fighters, and thousands of Marines merely to blow up drug boats. This weekend, Mr. Trump announced that commercial air traffic should avoid Venezuelan airspace. What is going on here? Everybody gets that Trump's at war with the cartels and the illegal immigrants and the trafficking networks. Yeah, but Venezuela? Folks, I've been dying to tell you this for months, but I need another source because I don't want to get sued. Yeah, by like those big voting machine companies that have bankrupted so many media outlets, destroyed so many careers. So I couldn't tell you what I know. Or why I believe Donald Trump is literally making war on the nation of Venezuela, most specifically on the international criminal cartel enterprise, Cartel de los Soles. I've been talking to you about them since the beginning of the year. I was on it before anybody else was. Now, you can tell that Trump is over the correct target, can't you? By the way that the deep state is acting, trying to take Secretary of War out, Pete Hegseth out in a coup. All of the energy that they are putting into stopping Trump from, bombing these boats, but especially from taking out Maduro. What is going on? Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, hinted at it this weekend when he said on Hannity, quote, "The Maduro regime in Venezuela is not a legitimate government. What it is a transshipment organization allowing cocaine and other drugs to move through Venezuela on airplanes and ships headed toward the United States." Let me repeat that. Allowing cocaine and other drugs to move through Venezuela, not from, through Venezuela, on airplanes and ships headed toward the United States. Where are those precursor chemicals actually coming from? China. We've documented that in the past. What does this mean? Cartel de los Soles is the world's cartel. It sits atop of a chain of cartels, the ones that run up through Mexico. Basically, the Democrats' rat lines for trafficking the children that they love to disappear inside the country, the future voters, i.e. the adults, and of course, the drugs, the profits from which fuel it all, the creation of the shadow electorate to eventually outvote us and give them, or is it China, total power. But why start with Venezuela? Why not start in Mexico? The answer can be found in yesterday's Dallas Express newspaper. They obtained a copy of an explosive letter addressed to President Donald Trump from Hugo Carvalho Barrios. He's the former director of military intelligence for Venezuela and once one of the most powerful figures inside the government of Hugo Chavez and then Nicolas Maduro, the current dictator. The letter, shared exclusively with the Dallas Express by Carvalho's attorney, Robert Friedel, who is a former senior Justice Department prosecutor, marks the first time anyone from the Venezuelan government has put what I'm about to tell you on the record. It's all going to make sense when I read it to you, because it's not just about drugs and human trafficking. It's about election fraud. Barrios is convicted. He currently sits in federal prison. He's not getting anything out of this, at least not that I know of. But he is in the position for years in the Venezuelan regime to know everything. He writes, "I publicly broke with Maduro, with the regime, in 2017 and fled my country knowing that I face criminal charges in the United States. I personally witnessed how Hugo Chavez's government became a criminal organization that is now run by Nicolas Maduro." He says the purpose of this organization, now known as the Cartel of the Suns, is to weaponize drugs against the United States. The drugs that reach your cities through new routes were not accidents of corruption, nor the work of independent traffickers. They were deliberate policies coordinated by the Venezuelan regime against the United States. Now, who is running all of these drugs? The terror group FARC, the terror group ELN, Cuban operatives, and listen to this, Hezbollah. Yeah, the Islamic terror group Hezbollah. The regime has provided weapons, passports, and impunity for these terrorist organizations to operate freely from Venezuela against the United States. Chavez then ordered the recruitment of criminal leaders inside and outside of Venezuela's prisons to defend, quote, the revolution, unquote, in exchange for impunity. Gang leaders were instructed to send thousands of members out of the country into the U.S. This was coordinated through the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Prisons, and the National Guard. Tren de Aragua became the most effective and fastest growing. When the Biden-Harris open border policy became widely known, they seized the opportunity to send these operatives into the United States. They now have obedient armed personnel on American soil to finance their operations. Remember, I told you, the Democrats and the cartels are fused at the hip. To finance their operations, they were explicitly instructed to continue kidnapping, extorting, and killing. Every crime they commit on your soil is an act ordered by the regime. Folks, stick with me, because when I get to the conclusion here, it's going to blow your mind. It's all tied up in the election of 2020. Okay, he writes, "I was present when Russian intelligence came to Caracas to propose to Hugo Chavez the tapping of submarine internet cables that connect most of South America and the Caribbean islands with the United States for the purpose of penetrating United States government communications. In 2015, I warned Maduro that allowing Russian intelligence to build and run a secret listening post on La Orchila Island would one day invite American bombs. He ignored me. For 20 years, the Venezuelan regime sent spies into your country. Many are still there. Cuban intelligence showed me their network inside your naval bases on the East Coast. They bragged about having sent thousands of spies over decades, some now career politicians. U.S. diplomats and CIA officers were paid to assist Chavez and Maduro in remaining in power. These Americans acted as spies for Cuba and Venezuela, and some remain active to this day." But Carvalho Barrios wasn't just in charge watching over the building of this network. He was also in charge of the election fraud that was necessary to keep Chavez and then Maduro in power. In fact, he says he oversaw it. He says, "I placed the head of IT of the National Electoral Council, CNE, in his position. He reported directly to me. What they built was software, a system that could be altered." Quote, "This is a fact," he says. "This technology that they built there was later exported abroad, including to the United States. Again, the software system they built can be altered." He continues, "Venezuela regime operatives maintain relationships with election officials and voting machine companies inside your country." He then writes, "I do not claim that every election is stolen. But I state with certainty that elections can be rigged with the software, and it has been used to do so. Folks, this is the second source I've been waiting for a long time. OAN reporter Emerald Robinson has reported this as well. There's a group of former CIA, high-ranking CIA, running around, they have been for years, giving a presentation about how the 2020 election was stolen. The software embedded deep into some U.S. election voting machines, that same software has not just been used in Venezuela. It was exported to dozens of countries, encompassing dozens of stolen elections. And Emma Robinson's been very open about this reporting. In fact, I'll include a link in the sources if you want to go take a look at it. It'll blow your mind. But it wasn't something you could say with a lot of these companies suing reporters. So this is a second source here. I do not know that what I am saying is accurate. I want to underline that. I want to bottom line it. Maybe this guy's made this whole thing up. That's why I'm not going to name any of the companies involved here, because this is simply a second source. But I want you to have it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
People of the United States, he writes, make no mistake about the threat posed by allowing a narco-terrorist organization to roam freely in the Caribbean and throughout Latin America, doing everything possible to harm the American people, to finance anti-Americanism across the continent, and to facilitate the operations of other terrorist organizations and enemies of the United States within Venezuela and now within your borders. The regime I served is not merely hostile. It is at war with you, using drugs, gangs, espionage, and even your own Democrat process as weapons. He said the Trump policies against the Maduro criminal regime are not just justified, but necessary and proportionate to the threat. He may even be underestimating what the regime is prepared to do to hold on to power. They have contingency plans for every extreme scenario to ensure they never relinquish control. And he says, I absolutely support President Trump's policy toward Venezuela because it is in self-defense and he is acting based on the truth. Now, folks, I have no idea if this is why Trump is invading Venezuela. But I do know this. The Wall Street Journal is correct. Sending 25% of your naval assets, thousands of Marines to stop some drug boats? That's not what's going on here. Wall Street Journal knows that, too. It's obvious. That's not what's going on here. Now, Emerald Robinson of OAN has reported that this software has been used to change election outcomes in dozens and dozens of elections in dozens and dozens of countries. What this looks like to me is Hugo Carvalho Barrios basically offering to trade Trump, in not so many words, what he knows for something. But folks, that's only one piece of it. Remember in the beginning of the year on the Battleground podcast, I covered the fact that Maduro had given a speech right after Trump took office in Spanish. My daughter translated it for me. She speaks fluent Spanish. I speak pretty good Spanish. And I thought I understood it, but I wanted to double check it. And he said it. He said the Biden administration had forced him to export the Tren de Aragua foot soldiers and that the FBI itself had moved them through safe houses in Colombia and into the United States of America. In other words, the Democrats' human trafficking network is the cartel's human trafficking network. This is an international criminal operation. And folks, you can see the outlines of it if you read the news. I mean, really read the news. Remember this one from Bloomberg? Treasury warns banks about Chinese Mexico money, where the Chinese government had helped both international criminal organizations, fentanyl traffickers, and the Mexican cartels to launder $312 billion, not million, billion dollars worth of their ill-gotten gains through U.S. banks, resulting in over 20,000 fraud alerts. And if you don't know how this works, when bank algorithms that they are required by the federal government to deploy detect the presence of money laundering, usually by gangs and terrorist organizations, they are required to make a report of it to the Treasury. Well, over 20,000 of these documented the $312 billion in Chinese money laundering, again, through U.S. banks. And they chose U.S. banks because we actually have slacker banking regulations than some other places to launder the money through. Now, think about that. The fentanyl precursor chemicals start in China. They move out of Shanghai. We've documented that. Judge Jeanine Pirro, they just caught 2 months ago the largest ever shipment of those chemicals, 18 semi-trucks full. They're shipped out of Shanghai. They run through Venezuela. They specialize in cocaine laced with fentanyl, but they also run direct to Colombia too. The key there is China. If China is laundering for those three kinds of organizations, what does that mean? China is the mother nest, like in the movie Alien. You ever see that? Sigourney Weaver runs around killing the aliens and she realizes she can't stop them. And then she realizes the problem is that there is a queen bee, like a queen alien, and she's, you know, laying the eggs that the aliens are hatched out of. So she's got to kill the queen bee. Well, think about it this way. The queen bee is Venezuela in terms of the hardware, the aliens. But what controls the queen bee? It's China. You care to guess how many of these money laundering reports filed with the Treasury that the Biden administration, by the way, that was just over 4 years, the $312 billion in suspicious transactions. Care to guess how many of those were actually actively investigated by the Biden administration? Do I even have to tell you? None. Now, let's public source one more thing here. We've got China. We've got Venezuela. We've got Trump threatening the cartels. Remember, he did that a few weeks ago, saying, look, I've got all your addresses. I know where you live. Basically, I could take you out Soleimani style at any time. Why did he do that? Because remember, these Mexican cartels have already put bounties of up to $50,000 on our ICE agents and Border Patrol agents' heads. That's how serious this nexus of, you know, globalist, Democrat, Chinese, quite frankly, Marxists are. But is anybody else involved in this? Anybody else? I don't know. Maybe feeding money into this project of moving human beings into America to create a Chinese-style one-party system? Remember this from Trump's speech at the UN in September.
The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border just a year ago. Millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them and not finance them.
Okay, one final thing. This is how you can tell that Trump is truly over the Democrat globalist cartel deep state target here. They're officially trying to take out Pete Hegseth in a coup. What does that tell you? That the Secretary of War is loyal to Donald Trump. Look at what we've seen in recent weeks. We saw the Seditious Six come out and lie. And it was weird when they did it. At first, it didn't make sense. Lie and say Trump's targeting Americans illegally and he's breaking laws. Well, even on liberal media, they couldn't explain it. What laws? I don't know. Well, what Americans is he targeting? Could you give us some names or addresses or no? Right. Well, after that, they start screaming war criminal. Is this, these hoaxes always run in installments with chapters. So when you see the first chapter, you know the others are coming. You just don't know what's going to be in them. Well, the second chapter is this fake release in the Washington Post. And by the way, if it's the Washington Post releasing it, that's a CIA leak. If it's the New York Times, it's FBI. So you look at the Washington Post, and it makes perfect sense. They're saying, oh, three anonymous sources say that Pete Hegseth verbally, so of course there'd be no record, agreed to kill two people who survived an initial strike, out of Venezuela, coming out of, in Trinidad. So what are they saying? They're saying war criminal. Trump's a war criminal. Hegseth's a war criminal. They're trying to get Trump, best case scenario, to fire Hegseth. Why? Well, we can turn to The Hill yesterday and get an answer to that from Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer is now acting as a Pentagon reporter. She's a lightning rod, say what you will of her. Her scoops almost always turn out to be right. And that's why The Hill's covering this. So what she's saying is that the deep state is maneuvering to move U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll into the top position at the Pentagon because he is not loyal to Donald Trump. Okay, Driscoll has been very good friends with former Naval Reserve Intelligence Officer, now Democrat Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander. Who is she? Well, she's one of the Seditious Six who appeared in that video. She's also the wife of Creepy Snake Jake Sullivan, who was Joe Biden's national security advisor and the architect of the controlled demolition of Afghanistan. In other words, controlled so that Afghanistan would fall not to our allies, who we promised, if we left, we'd turn the keys over to them, but to the Taliban. And again, at the time, we didn't know, but the Taliban had a deal later reported in The Wall Street Journal, a $1 billion deal with the Chinese to sell them exclusive lithium mine rights. So that was a controlled demolition. It had to fall to the Taliban so that the Chinese could take control. That's the creepy, weird stuff that Jake Sullivan does. Again, his wife is former Naval Reserve Intelligence Officer Maggie Goodlander, who is now a Democrat congresswoman from New Hampshire and a person who appeared in that video. So what The Hill is reporting about this coup is that the goal is to remove Hegseth because he has proven to be loyal to Donald Trump. That's a huge problem. And they can then go on about it in one of two ways. Now, you remember, Trump has had in the past extreme difficulty getting his nominees through the Senate. They always give him a slate of here, pick between these five people. Everyone is a traitor. And they proceed to either stab Trump in the back or try to put him in prison, right? So Trump, who was, 55% approval, was able to get Hegseth through. Sitting at 45 to 47% approval now, I don't think he gets his choice through again. And they're betting on that too. So if they can push Hegseth out or just hang him around Trump's neck with their lies, if they could push him out, you can default control to people who will defy Trump's orders. You're going to have a military rebellion. If they don't succeed in pushing him out, and the reason they wanted Dan Driscoll is Driscoll has been very chummy with all of them. In fact, Jake Sullivan's wife, Maggie Goodlander, even though she's a Democrat, wrote a check to Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, who ran as a Republican in North Carolina, maxed out check to him in his campaign. So they're all deep state is what's going on here. Okay. So this last piece of this, if they can't get Trump to part ways with Hegseth, and they were trying again today by leaking more details of that signal chat regarding the bombing of the Houthis and a bunch of made up crap too. This put our soldiers in danger. He shouldn't have used signal. Maybe he shouldn't have. I don't know. They're claiming there was classified data in there. Hegseth says there's not. But the whole overall claim that Hegseth put our troops in danger is an absolute crock. Our troops did not fight the Houthis. We annihilated them with a strike from the air. I mean, so, you know, in danger from where? The basement in Kansas where we fired it from? I mean, like, what are you talking about? It doesn't even make sense, but it's all for the narrative. And again, this is why you're seeing that South Park episode, you know, the cartoon show, come out this week making fun of Hegseth. I mean, the coordination and the power of these people is incredible. So if they cannot knock Hegseth out, which they've not yet managed to do, but I'm sure they have a couple of other rounds headed inward at him. If they can't knock him out, what they can do is say war criminal, war criminal, war criminal, trying to get the people beneath him to be afraid to act, to be afraid to take out Maduro, to be afraid to do all of that and rebel. And this is why the Democrats and their NGOs have invested in, you know, buying billboards around military bases, warning people, hey, don't follow illegal orders. What do they mean? Well, you know, we'll be in charge again soon. You might go to prison. You saw Donald Trump almost spend the rest of his life in prison on fake charges. Imagine what we could do to you. You're not a billionaire. And by the way, you're double under our thumb, uniform, military code of justice and whatnot. So this, folks, it shows you the level of desperation to keep the regime in Venezuela in place. This tells you again, Trump's over the target.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.